The Tales of Leo, Part 1. Once upon a time, in a land far away, there lived two cats who were mysterious in every way. They looked so alike you couldn't really tell which was which or who was who, depending on their smell. Parents they were of a moderate brood of kittens who shared their features. Their schools were in sports, where they had made their home to live way in the back beneath bleachers. It's their habits we come to you this day to share with you that which we've learned, the pickups and bring homes of startling discoveries, among which other things turns out we're concerned. Who would have thought that each kitten they raised, they imprinted upon each what to do when Sergeant Todd came around to check up on them and to confiscate what he found in their home again? Oh, Leo, you know what you're doing's not right, the bad habits you've got yourself deep in. And now you have lured your girlfriend in this, and she is exactly, well, let's put it, your shoo-in. Sergeant Todd was a kindly old soul walking around. He was always going to games on his beat. He had been told about Leo and Cleo and theirs, so to their home he finished his day quite complete. Every day I come here, and Leo, I find every scrap that reports at the station. Why do you do it, Leo, my lad? What have you got you started? What is the causation? Ah, Sergeant Todd, if I told you, there would many be hurt, as it goes back to our four Henry VIII. Well, that's a few hundred years of tales to be told. Would I had time, and I would stop by more often. And that's the end of part one, and you can listen to part two tomorrow. This is Debbie Nicholson. Thank you for reading my blog, and please comment below and share my link.